know what? It was also so long ago, I can't even remember. But what I can recall was, I know it was Valentine's Day, eh? And we wanted to go out for a bite. And then I suggested, okay, we go to McDonald's. Then we ended up having a huge argument over McDonald's burgers. And then I just said, okay, I called it a day, and I ended the relationship, and I gave him back his ring.
My God!
So did you hand the ring back to him inside the McDonald's?
No, no. We didn't even get to McDonald's.
Okay, okay, okay.
Like, I just... Still at the house.
So you guys have now been happily married for 16 plus years. You got 3 kids. So you ended up back together again. So how did the reconciliation happen? What's that story?
You know what? That was a few months later, eh? As luck would have it now. And then we ended up at the party together just by coincidence. And then we chatted, and one thing led to another, and we started dating again. And then I proposed to him.
Oh.
And yeah, so 16 years later, we're still happily married with 3 beautiful daughters.
And avoiding McDonald's.
No. McDonald's. But the kids actually love McDonald's. At the end of the day, it made us both more matured. And you know what? To top all that, he actually convinced me that, okay, we got married afterwards. And yeah, so he convinced me that our wedding anniversary was on the 17th of February. And so we celebrated our wedding anniversary on the 17th of February for about 8 to 9 years. And then we bought a new house. And when we now had to submit the marriage certificate, we actually found out that it was not on the 17th of February. We got married on the 23rd of July. So, yeah. So we celebrated our anniversary on the wrong date also. So, yeah.
How did you say you proposed to him, right? How did that happen quickly? Tell me that story.
Okay, we love the beach. So we went for a walk on the beach and looking at the sunset. And then I just asked him, would you marry me? Because that time when we broke up, he said, you already asked me to marry him. So he's not going to ask again. So if I want to marry him, then I must ask him. Oh. I must propose to him. So yeah, so that's what happened.
Did you get the same ring back?
No. I actually had the opportunity to choose my own ring then. So yeah.
All right. So Mandy, we actually have Carlton on the line as well. Carlton, thanks for joining the conversation again. Is Mandy pretty spot on with everything she just said?
She's spot on. She didn't leave one thing out.
I think that you are in with a shot here, Carlton, for ignoring Valentine's Day completely, thanks to Mandy.
Yes, all thanks to Mandy.